1060 KGFX, Chuck Hansen with you on this Tuesday morning. And, well, we have people on the neighborhood continuing here as we have Eric here and Kendra on the phone with us right now. And good morning to both of you. And we're going to be talking a little bit about ADA. That is, we have observance, right? Or
yes.
Help me out with it. Yeah.
I'm sorry. The 30th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act is this Sunday, July 26th. So 30th anniversary of the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Okay. Now, I've talked with you, I think, in the last year or two about this, and basically we are encouraging employers to hire people with disabilities.
Yeah. Well, yes. You know, usually when I talk to you, it's in October around that time. Regarding National Disability Employment Awareness
Month. Oh, see, there we are.
There's a tie-in, though. There certainly
okay, all right.
is.
Okay, all
that,
right.
That continues to be my message
okay.
to hire people with disabilities.
All right.
But this is just bringing some awareness to the Americans with Disabilities Act and responsibilities that government and places of public accommodation businesses have to making their places of business right. accessible to people with disabilities.
All right. Okay. So I guess we have the history of this thing. Why don't you take us through it and yeah.
Sure. In 1990, President George H.W. Bush signed into law the Americans with Disabilities Act. The ADA is federal civil rights law for people with disabilities. Comparable to the civil rights law passed in the 1960s for other minorities. The ADA is broken into five titles. Title one is employment. Title two is state and local government. Title three is public accommodations. Title four is telecommunications for the deaf. And then Title five has some other miscellaneous provisions. The act is really intended to help ensure programs, services, and activities are accessible to people with disabilities.
All right. And how do you go about doing all of that?
Well, there's a lot of process, I would imagine. Well, no, it's not simple.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of information on the internet nowadays for
okay.
people. So I've got a few resources for people. Usually we're doing celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
Normally there would be some in-person celebrations in honoring the 30th anniversary of the ADA in communities across the state. Of course, we're not doing a lot of in-person stuff these days.
Exactly.
But instead, I appreciate you having us on and bringing awareness to this. The internet is a good resource, though, and if you
for some things, it's a great thing for something. It's
certainly
it's a fantastic source for
yes,
something.
Yes, thanks, Chuck. So ada.gov, adata.org, and then the job accommodation network at askjan.org are all good resources for people who want to learn more about the ADA.
Okay, and we have Kendra on the phone. Tell us why we brought Kendra on the phone this
morning.
Well,
I'll let Kendra introduce herself and
okay,
tell her
Kendra.
What you do.
Kendra, tell us what you do.
So I'm Kendra Gosslaven from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and I also have a disability. But I also, my day job is I'm a marketing communication specialist from the USD Center for Disabilities, and we work with individuals with disabilities. We work with educators, healthcare professionals, other professionals just on with trainings and helping give resources and knowledge of best practices with working with students with disabilities, living active, fulfilling lives, transition from the younger world to the adult world, and we do lots of our audiences very big.
Great, and the experience that you've had through it all. I mean, looking for a decent question here, but the experience that you've had through it all, fairly positive and stuff like that. Are folks willing to open the door for you?
Yeah, I've been very fortunate and lucky that people so many times. When you're a person with a disability, sometimes we hit barriers and roadblocks because people look at our disability before they get to know us. And that's kind of where part of the ADA came into play, too. There's not just all the things that need to be into place, but also recognizing that we are people just like everybody else, and we are wanting to do things like everybody else. We want to be in the community. We want to be able to go out to restaurants and have access to the door or to a table or going to the bank, you know, the push buttons. You know, so that's what this, you know, after 30 years kind of represents, is showing all of where we've come. Definitely, like anything, there's always room to grow. But yes, the ADA has given us more opportunities to be involved.
Kendra, it doesn't sound like you were going to let much slow you down anyway. It sounds like you're a pretty determined person, and I think it's great for programs like this.
Definitely.
Yeah, and this program obviously for people just like Kendra. I imagine she is. She sounds like she'd be a pretty hard worker.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She's been a good partner over the years, and she's helped us out on the Board of Vocational Rehabilitation. And yeah, you can tell from listening to her that she's a good advocate.
Mm-hmm.
She's involved in the Sioux Falls area, a number of things related to the field of disabilities and the Americans with Disabilities Act. So,
well, one of the toughest things too is to kind of see things from the eyes of someone who is going through it. If you're not familiar with it,
sure.
And Kendra, I can imagine there's been a lot of ways that you've opened up people's eyes.
I try my best, but what's been nice, what has come out of, you know, I always try to look at something positive out of every situation, but what's been a positive out of this COVID situation that we're all in is that being able to, because everybody was forced to, or not everybody, but the majority of the world was forced to work from home. So individuals with disabilities have been wanting or been kind of advocating for this for years, because that's a possibility for opening up the doors for more employment opportunities. And so as the community looks towards the future, we're hoping that just because everybody's going, some people are going back to the normal, you know, in-house, the building working, that this also expands and opens the minds of organizations and businesses, realizing that we were able to do that for our whole company. This could open possibility of more people to hire with remote work.
All right. And again, a great program, obviously. Kendra is probably part of, well, I guess, a great advocate and a great spokesperson for the program.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's important to point out that, you know, Kendra talks about employment. If employers are looking for employees, this is, the more accessible your workplace is, the more you open your options to a larger applicant pool,
right,
for positions. The more accessible your business location is, the more business you're going to have from people with and people without disabilities, even. Mm-hmm. Universal access is a concept that kind of came about as a part of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Really, when it comes to curb cuts and automatic door openers and stuff, those are things that came about as a result of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Or building codes.
Their accommodation.
You know,
yes,
yeah.
They're accommodations, but they make life easier on everybody, actually.
But they do.
When you think about it. So.
They do. I would kill for a single floor radio station right now. You'd think with how many trips up and down the stairs I've had, I'd be thinner than I am. but yeah, and I mean, we're always considering that. I mean, when we have, a couple of years ago, we had a gubernatorial candidate who was in a wheelchair, and we were, okay, so how are we going to facilitate this, and how are we going to do that? So you have to it, and yeah, it's it just makes things better for everybody,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, we appreciate you coming in once again, and we're talking about, have we made that segue to employment yet, and making sure that folks
Well, that's still what the Division of Rehabilitation Services is primarily concerned with, is mm-hmm. helping people with disabilities to find employment. So please check us out on the DHS website as well, and please contact someone from my division if you have a disability and want to find employment. We can help you.
All right, and how do they do that?
Well, you can call 773-3195 to get connected to support staff in my office that can help you find the office where you're at,
okay.
Because we have offices across the state
right.
that help people with disabilities. And I think it's sd.gov is the state's website, and then you navigate to the Department of Human Services, and you can find the Division of Rehabilitation Services. And that's got resources. That website's got resources and phone numbers to offices across the state that you can connect with.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in, Eric. And Kendra, thanks for being on the phone with us. We appreciate you taking the time for us this morning and talking about this.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.